Would you believe? Would you believe? Would you believe? This is Dr. Herbert L. Biley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Would you believe? Urban unplanning. Traffic signals are as unnecessary as they are annoying. Now, would you believe that? That is something new. In this recent scientific magazine, there's an article by Ann Castleman, and it says, urban unplanning, traffic signs are as unnecessary as they are annoying. And she writes, after years of watching engineers model traffic flow with advanced physics to alleviate jams, a team of urban planners called Shared Space have adopted a simple solution based on a zoological concept known as the risk compensation effect. The risk compensation effect. Basically, it means that animals tend to adjust their behavior to compensate for perceived risk. Applied to traffic, the idea is that people will drive more cautiously if they believe they are in a dangerous environment. The effect may explain why taxi drivers with anti-lock brakes drive faster, or why wearers of bicycle helmets get struck down more often. The Shared Space team believes that signals, signs, and the traffic rules they represent make the roads more dangerous because they lead us to believe we are safe. Conventional highway engineering operates on the dumb molecule theory of human behavior, says John Adams, Emeritus Professor of Geography at the University College London and a shared space advocate. And the human molecule is responsive to what it sees about it, such as the environment. Today, five American cities are trying the approach, and seven major pilot projects are in the works across Europe. The town of Drachten in the Netherlands has only two of its 18 traffic lights left. Oh my gosh. Since the program began in 2004, accident rates on the town's main intersection have dropped by only one per year from the previous 9-year average of over 8 every year. Congestion has fallen by 20%, and the journey times have been reduced by 10 minutes. Stripping London's busy High Street Kensington shopping area of some of its signage, lights, and pedestrian barriers reduced traffic-related casualties by 43%. After the English town of Seenard, S-E-E-N-D, went bare, it witnessed a 5% fall in average speed, and accidents dropped by a third. Shared Space's success is about more than safety, Adams says. I think that there is a drawing collective guilt about how we've allowed the car to wreck not just the physical environment, but also our social environment. Now, who would ever think that they would start reducing the traffic signals on the street? But it's true. If you are driving down the Swiss Alps, have you ever driven down the Swiss Alps, and come on these serpentine turns that they go vroom, 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 and it is enough to make you shake and shatter and wet your pants. Well, people drive down it, zoom, 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 because they come to the corner and it says 35 miles an hour. So they go, zoom, slow down, slow down, zoom, slow down. Or they learn that their car can handle it at 45 or 55. Whatever their car can handle it, that's what they're going to do with it. Now, take all the signs away and leave the people to their own decision. This is a twisty, turny road, and drive at your own risk. If you go sailing off, you'll go landing on somebody's house, and they won't like that. Don't. Drive with caution. And when you are in a busy city, when you see a sign that says school zone, you don't slow down because you know the kids are in school. If it's around getting out time, then you slow down because the kids are there. But the kids aren't there. The kids are on buses. So the kids are not around schools, and it says drive when children are present. Well, there's never any children present because children just don't walk to school anymore unless they live right next door. And if they live next door, they don't have to cross the street. But the thing is, our environment has owned us and possessed us and made us feel that we should try to own and possess it. Now, if I say to you, you, Charlie, have the ability to say, rain, stop. I'm walking from this house to this house. And so Charlie walks out the door, and he says, okay, stop. And the rain stops, and Charlie walks from this house to this house, and then when he gets at the other house, he says, okay, now do as you wish. And then it starts raining again. People say, wow, is Charlie a guy? Well, we all have that same power, but we don't use it. We don't use it because we don't believe we have that power. And so long as we don't believe we have that power, we don't have it. And when we start knowing that we do have that power, have you ever, and of course, I believe you have you ever walked down the street or walked through some place, started raining, and you thought, oh, I like the sun. And the sun followed you all the way through your path without dropping any rain on you. It's a wonderful experience. I know lots of people have had it. I have. And it's a great experience. But it's a matter of learning how to live with your environment. You be the master of it. At all times, you use good judgment. And that's why these people, these urban unplanning programs, are going to be more prevalent than we have seen them now here. But traffic rate decreased, traffic incidence decreased, and traffic problems decreased. And people drove more caringly because there were no traffic laws around. They had to use their own native judgment. And really, we are divinely guided within if we would just listen. And we would have miracles happening to us in our life if we would just listen. And we can. But I think this is just a marvelous article. Traffic signs are as unnecessary as they are annoying. So with that point, I will say to you, you may drive the world's highways and byways with your eyes closed, and you'll drive in perfect peace. The moment you open your eyes, you start making judgments as to what's going on, and you get in trouble. Now, train yourself to drive with your eyes closed. Once you've learned how to do it, then you're okay. But before that, drive with your eyes open. And know that I love you. I love you.
I love you. Don't use